Will you join with me in prayer? In these challenging times, we draw strength from knowing that our Lord walks with us, often unseen or unrecognized. It is his presence and his promises which enable us to bring light to darkness, hope to the challenges, and new life to those who are broken. At a time when we self-isolate, and when all the news focuses on the consequences of coronavirus in our own communities, it is a temptation to forget some of the wider issues around the world and the much greater needs of many in other parts of the globe. Help us to ensure that as we retreat into our own homes, our prayer life does not retreat inwardly. And may we lift our eyes and our hearts from our own needs and pray for those facing injustice and hardship around the world. We pray for the Yemen, as years of civil war have devastated their healthcare system. They will be unable to cope with the coronavirus. Similarly, we pray for Haiti, with a struggling healthcare system and high numbers of Haitians living in slums and lacking in clean water. We pray that the global community is able to provide them with medical necessities. We pray for migrants in the Mediterranean, often locked in compounds where they are crowded and have limited access to health care. We pray for safety, protection, and for a more permanent response to the refugee crisis. We pray for those factory workers working in the rubber industry in Malaysia. They are currently being grossly exploited as the demand for rubber gloves escalates. They have become more vulnerable to exploitation. We pray for the clothes workers in Bangladesh, where orders have been cancelled without notice, and where their income has totally dried up in a community that is barely able to exist on the breadline. We pray for prisons around the world. Globally, the underfunding and overcrowding of prisons places inmates and police officers at greater risk of the virus. We pray for wisdom and compassion from the authorities in addressing these effects. Lord, we know that we are all children of your family, and that all are known and loved by you. You have shared in the suffering of the world. Show us how we can, through our prayers, our giving, and our action, witness to your love and to the knowledge that you are walking beside each one of us in times of celebration and shared meals, in times of uncertainty, and in times of greatest need. We ask all this in your name. Amen.